Hello, listeners. Welcome to another It's Alive Actual Play with our friends Greenbox Gaming. We're going to be continuing the Hellhole.
Hello.
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 Hell.
Let's give a little quick recap of what happened last time.
Oh, I've been in Budapest, so yeah, I don't know. I don't remember anything before that.
It's been, what, 2 weeks?
Been 2 weeks. It's been a minute. No, allow me. As I step back into the unfortunate skin of Petrov. So last time, our last two sessions that we had, Petrov, after being snatched by the exterminator, found himself in a strange, weird, otherworldly concrete space where a bunch of really nasty stuff happened to him. It was not well. Or it's not good. He got snatched. He got to see this exterminator figure who seems like a bit of an... I'm gonna be real. I'm just gonna call it like I see it. He seems like a weird guy. I think he's a weird guy. I think he's got a lot going on. These other three, that would be Agent Nathan, Agent O'Leary, and Agent Opal, came after Petrov. Witnessed some weird mural with a green dragon and a fentanyl zombie in the subway. Went down through the hellhole and found themselves again in this weird place that looks... It seems very backrooms to me. Like, it's like a place that's trying to be a place, but doesn't know how. It's like blank and concrete. They make their way through, have a few flashbacks to some of these guys' memories, and there's some implications that something has been watching them and all of us for a long time. Eventually, the exterminator finishes his unnatural and mundane torture of Petrov. And then eventually the exterminator leaves. Petrov is able to escape and then link in with these guys, and they all get the hell out of there. And as they go to leave, the exit is miraculously right where they need it to be, and I don't trust it a second. So just saying it here, I said it to Alex before we started, we might still be in the hole, guys, not sure. But so we exit. Our vehicles have been vandalized. We elect. And not only have they been vandalized, but these strange rocks, which we now know are some type of green scale, are in the vehicles, planted there, presumably by the exterminator. We elect to use our handy-dandy corrupt cop to boost us a spare vehicle, and we head off to a motel. We get a care package from our handler. He gives us the address for what do we call him? The guy who kills bugs.
Exterminator.
Yes. We get an address. Don't know if that's going to work out. But we end right as basically Petrov's like, I'm going to go take a shower. And the last thing we ended on was Petrov going in and like getting ready to take a shower. He's got vomit all over him. He's been absolutely physically and mentally wrecked. And I believe the last thing we ended on was a slow zoom in of like in his pocket of one of these little scales had been in him. And I now realize we had a fucking Geiger counter the whole time. We could have scanned before we came, got out of there.
Alex nods emphatically.
Yeah, you could. And didn't do it. But here we are. We're all in this hotel, and I'm sure nothing bad's going to happen now.
You know, and I think that's an appropriate time for everyone to give me a power roll times 5.
Excellent.
Forgot we had to roll dice.
We're right into it.
I just need to know who failed.
Okay.
Failure from Petrov.
Failure from Ted.
Okay.
Okay. I've got my backup dice.
Roy passes.
Fail, and Roy passes. Great. I'll take half.
88. I mean, it's got to be a fail.
Oh, crit fail.
Nice.
Nice. That's a super bad fail.
Okay. So just to have an understanding of what everyone's doing, you're currently in the shower, Agent Omar. Everyone else, you're just lounging around in the motel room, taking inventory.
I mean, I'm not trying to metagame, but I think it would be a well. Let me try to get back in the hit. Someone else go first.
Ted's,
you guys.
Ted's probably lounging on the couch, just like kicking chill after a long day, because this is the first time he's gotten to rest and recover since he was called to a fire scene and then these shenanigans and then getting sucked into the basement. So he's just lounging on the couch.
Okay. And then O'Leary, what are you up to? You're probably exhausted.
I think...
Get a nap in.
The way that O'Leary kind of winds down is maybe he cleans his guns.
Okay.
So maybe he's like disassembling old Trusty and Ursula and, you know, oiling them down. If he's got everything in his backpack. We're going to say he's got gun oil in his backpack.
He's just using olive oil.
Olive oil, yeah. There you go.
Olive oil.
Italian.
Yeah, and Roy, okay. I think, is doing something similar. He'll take off the hazmat suit, but make sure all his equipment's still, like, you know, functioning and everything. And I was going to say he'd be taking the Geiger counter out, and I wasn't going to be metagaming, but...
No, that's fine by me.
I think Roy would be kind of put out as well. Maybe not, like, he'd be a little razzled thinking that he might have lost Petrov just like he lost his other idol.
You don't even remember his name.
He doesn't even remember his name.
I remember he was cool. That's all I remember.
All right.
Jack.
Now that I have a good understanding of where everyone is, let's zoom in on Agent Omar, because you're currently showering right now. You're looking at this motel. You're looking at the shower tiles.
It's one of those scenes where he's just like, he's not really showering. He's just standing in the water.
You're letting the water wash down on you, right? And you're looking down at your feet, right, as the water slowly drains down this metal grate. But as you stare deeply and intently at the ground, those white tiles, they become that lifeless concrete. That drain becomes a grate. It reminds you so much of the concrete walls of the hellhole. You're back there again. In fact, you're tied to that chair. You feel this pit in your stomach, and you're looking down, and your intestines, they're just spilling out like fat eels. Why don't you give me a sand roll?
Ugh. That scene from Akira.
I was thinking Annihilation.
Ooh, I know. Yeah, that one. All right, let's get a sanity check. 28 under 60. I assume this is unnatural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't you take a D4 for that? Because this is really traumatic.
A D4 for a pass. Excellent.
Yikes.
News.
Wow.
You've been tortured all night.
Fair.
Okay.
By Alex.
Two.
Okay. Great. Are you past the breaking point?
Nope. I'm going to deflect that, though.
Sounds great. Who is the subject of your deflection?
You know what? I did recently come upon a bunch of new bonds, but I'm not going to hit those quite yet.
Okay.
I think this one really is. I think it's probably going to go on his granddaughter, Kira. I think that when he goes home, like, he told her he was going to be going to do a consult on a sick lizard.
Yeah.
He's not going to be as accessible emotionally when he gets home. He's been through a lot.
This is one sick lizard.
This lizard is so sick. Okay, so Alex, I rolled a 4. So
right.
Is that... So that's,
you just lose the 4 off the bond.
Okay.
Yeah.
All 4.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Yeah.
That hurts. And 4 willpower as well.
Yeah.
Oof.
Rough.
And you're not going to recover any willpower because you're not resting tonight.
Excellent news.
So as you're staring down at your mutilated body, there's just more screams of torture, of anguish in the distance. It leads you to believe, like, how many other people are down here? And because you lost that sanity, I would say those of you outside the motel room, you hear a thump as someone drops onto the floor of the shower.
Ted will look at Roy. Like, is that you?
Oh, no, that's... Let me go check on Agent Omar to make sure he's okay. And
shower door is locked or unlocked? How paranoid are you, Petrov?
I think he would have left it unlocked. Okay. I mean, these are his guys, right?
Then you know, then it's not. Unlocked. Shower with the boys. then you would see, as you open that door, kind of like what Omar saw himself when he saw Simon Gao shivering on the yeah. floor of the shower. And he's just in this fugue state.
We got a man down. I need help in here. Agent Nathan and O'Leary.
And I'll kind of go. O'Leary's still cleaning his guns. He's got earbuds in. He's listening to Freebird on full blast. And he's just like...
And we're going to get to that crit fail on the power roll. Because you're listening to Freebird, right? You're thinking about, you know, shooting your guns, enacting justice. And you start to almost visualize yourself walking into a crowded mall. Everyone here has the face of your ex-wife.
Marla.
You fucking hate her. You hate Marla. And in this visualization, right, you start opening fire on everyone with her face.
Wow.
So why don't you give me a sanity roll for that?
Okay.
She's got your credit card and she's spending all your money.
Hatred.
I imagine it's like the crescendo of the guitar solo. He just unloads. Let's remember, this guy is not a good dude.
No.
Okay. Roll insanity.
I'm thinking of it. There was a firefight scene from Boondock Saints. Except it's a mall.
All right. That rolled onto the floor, but it's an. Oh wait.
Pass. You gain sand.
Critical pass.
I think it's a 91 on the tens die. I rolled a 10, so yeah, that's a 91, right?
On the tens die, you rolled a 10, so yeah, that's a 90. Zero. If you roll,
so that's a 9.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you pass. So are you talking about the percentile die? That's the one with the double digits.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so if you rolled a 10, then that's a 19. Or wait, what?
He rolled a nine.
Oh, he rolled a 9. All right.
A
so
double zero.
That's
and a
pass.
Nine.
It's just one. And you're just shooting people.
Okay.
Freebird's playing.
Anticlimactic, but them's what the dice roll.
Yeah, still take one. All
right, one. Yep, got it.
And it gives us an insight of who you are. Okay. Well,
real piece of shit.
I imagine he's like very, like, it's like he starts feverishly like cleaning the pieces.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like.
Opal's just, you know.
Yeah, Ted would have jumped
drag
up.
Drag him out of the water. Onto
Ted would be helping, trying to get him in. I don't know. Can Ted look at him, be like, what the hell's wrong
Petrov,
with this guy?
You're just like shivering. You got the 1,000-yard stare. You don't know if these hallucinations, this psychosis, if it's ever going to stop until you stop whatever is in that hellhole.
And of that, I'm sure.
Roy, what have you seen this before? What the hell is this? What's going on?
I'm not really a doctor. I'll like look. Is his eyes open? Can I open his eyes? I'll like tap him on the face some.
He looks like he is almost suffering from shock.
Hmm. Was Ted at the house with the mayor or the?
No.
Okay.
That was. I don't know. I don't know about this, Agent Nathan. This kind of looks similar to some fellas we saw that came in contact with that hellhole earlier. Petrov, okay. Wake up. Keep slapping him.
And you're responsive. You become responsive.
And there's a moment where he's like, he comes to and like grips you because he's like, what? Hey, Opal.
Hold on, you're out cold.
Opal.
We just got you out of the shower there.
And it's like, you know, he's like uncovered, he's naked, you know, but he's just like, just like face in hands, like elbows on knees, like just there on the toilet. It's just
what
like,
are you doing here, man? You're just a broken old man.
Yeah,
he's playing, like, superhero, secret agent.
He's like, ugh. They, I saw the hell hole again. I saw it. I heard other people.
Now, we know what to do
something.
Now, let's not... We know that this has some weird effect on people. I'm not... You've been through a lot tonight. Now, I would just try to get some rest if you can. I mean, don't...
Now, when Opal says that, he's like... And he, like, and this is where he starts. He's like, the rocks. The rocks.
What about them?
The scales? Yeah, well, we left the card that had all of them in there.
And he's going to start checking his shoes and shit again. He's like, because we've seen this. Like, we've seen this already. Yeah. Like, we've seen it have an effect on people. He's like,
definitely.
I know. It's in. It has to be. It can't be in me. It can't be in me. And he's like, he's trying to find this fucking thing, you know, like, or he's, and again, I'm not trying to meta too much.
Yeah, and then like, then you get the idea to use a Geiger counter, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, the scanner. Hey, Roy. Roy
pulls that out of his pocket, turns it on.
Oh, it starts ticking. At this point, I'd like a luck roll from someone.
I'll do it. 41.
Okay.
Nice.
Then, in that case, you would hear probably a vehicle pull up.
It's like middle of the night.
Okay.
Is Dale Cage still rocking out at this point, or can someone snatch the earbud out of his ear?
He is still doing his thing, 100%.
Yeah. Just vivid imagery of just you lighting your ex-wife up.
Ted will probably go.
Not as so fucked up.
Roy, look after this guy. I'm gonna go. I take it. I heard it as well. Okay. Yeah. I think I heard something.
So what's everyone doing right now? Roy, you do hear the ticking of that guy.
I'm gonna try to find the source.
It's in his shirt pocket.
All right, right. I pull it out, and I guess I see the scale.
And if we hear that at the same time, it's like the door. And Petrov is butt-ass naked, is going to, because there was a pistol dropped off.
There was a Glock 18.
In that box. He's going to go for that pistol.
Okay, so you're nude, and you've got your...
I love this.
Switch.
And I love the idea that O'Leary is here, and he sees Petrov stumble out.
And still and just listening to music.
With the pistol.
With the, yeah.
Table gun.
Like, he'll clock that, and he'll just like, you know,
yeah.
And then Agent just like, Nathan, what are you doing?
Dale, it's time. Get the railgun.
All right, and you're fumbling around and you're trying to get equipped. And
I'm gonna get my
axe. Point. Yeah. Speaking of your fire axe, something whooshes through the window of this motel.
Oh shit!
God damn it!
And it is a firebomb. It is a Molotov cocktail.
Oh god.
And it just sets the brown, ugly rug ablaze. So what are you all doing?
Okay.
Dale. You should grab whatever you need to grab or else you're going to lose it.
Okay, axe and helmet. Helmet on.
You put your firefighter
I put fire helmet on and I got my axe.
Awesome.
We're out.
All right. We are going to go into dex order here. O'Leary.
Okay.
You're quickest.
O'Leary,
you still got free bird play. It just ended. The solo actually starts kicking in.
Nice.
Okay, here's an interesting question for you, Alex. So I did say I was disassembling and putting back together my guns.
Yeah.
Do you think I actually
that's
put
a
them back together?
Roll.
Firearms
okay.
roll.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
Let's see if you're quick enough. You've been practicing though.
He's been force gumping it just like this whole time.
I have never seen him.
It's either a 50 or a 500 under 60.
Well, let's call it a 50 and say that you can reassemble and field strip your weapons blindfolded.
Okay, awesome.
So you have your gun assembled, yeah?
Reassembling the guns, takes the fifth of whiskey next to him, rips his shirt off, pours the fifth of whiskey on his shirt, ties it around his face.
thick black smoke starts to fill the room.
All right.
I think I'm gonna make an improvised fire mask.
Awesome. Up next, we've got Agent Nathan, the firefighter.
He's gonna prep. I don't know. He's gonna try and work on the fire on the rug if it's contained on the rug. What can he do?
Yeah, it's rapidly spreading. I don't know if you would have a fire extinguisher on you.
No. Is there one in the room? Motel room?
Is there one in the room? I would say that's luck roll.
That is with 87. A minus 20. 87.
Not today.
Not today.
Yeah, that would most likely be in a hallway. The fire continues to spread.
So, is the door... It's like a motel, so the door goes outside, right? Or does it go into a hallway?
I would say it goes into an interior hallway.
Okay. Wait.
And then there's a window that goes outside, just like a random window? Or it came from...
It came from the window that's overlooking the street. Let's say you're on the second floor.
And then, okay.
Okay, so Ted like clocks. There's no fire extinguisher, but I think he's got enough awareness. Like, that came through the window! I don't think we should go out the door. Out the window! Let's get out the window.
Wait. But the window's the way that we're on the second floor?
Yeah.
Wait. So, Agent Nathan says that?
Yeah, I think he's got to say it.
If we can talk a little bit.
Yeah, you can talk.
O'Leary's going to be like, they're trying to flush us out. This is a classic maneuver.
Right.
You can't go out that window. That's what they're expecting. Are there any... So, motel room, are there, you know how sometimes hotels have doors connecting them to other rooms?
Yeah I would say yeah there's definitely one of those.
Can Dale take his shotgun, I think it was, well, it doesn't matter the name, and just blow the lock off of the door?
Fuck yeah, let's do it. You can do that on your turn.
Okay.
But definitely you can do that. So, Omar, you're naked.
That's just
your turn.
Superpower.
And the room's on fire. Everyone's going to have to make a con roll at the end of the entire round, but Opal's yet to go.
All right, he doesn't have any mask or anything. He's grabbed this pistol, right? And he has
it is a
clothes.
Fully automatic handgun.
Oh, so this is a...
It's a Glock 18.
Okay. He is going to, I think he doesn't have time. So, like, if this were a game where we took all the time in the world to decide what we would do, he would obviously grab some clothes, because then he would attract less attention, right? But he doesn't have time to do that.
Nope.
Perfect.
He's going to grab the first fucking thing that he can, whether it's a... We'll say
a bed sheet.
He grabs a bed sheet.
Okay.
And if Dave is like getting ready to go through this door or something, and if I, like, I don't know, again, like, I don't know how much of the, into Dale's head we I am. I don't think I am. I think he's just basically going to get as far away from the fire as he can, and he's like, because again, he is also not the action guy. He's a doctor.
You know, he's man. Like,
he's like, what? He's an old man, and he's had a very long night. he's like Dale. Dale! You know,
this way.
Okay.
All right, so you're gonna follow Dale. Gotcha.
He's gonna be ready to follow Dale and these guys. And I don't even think he even knows Nathan's deal yet. We haven't exactly gotten to talk. I know he has a fireman's like mask, but we don't really know Nathan at this point.
Yeah. Can you trust him?
You're right. I shoot Nathan.
Okay. All right, so you're gonna be prepared to follow.
Right.
Agent O'Leary, let's talk about Agent Opal.
Agent Opal, I think, would, you know, this all happened pretty fast. He would saw the explosion and immediately thought, like, kind of what the mission was, and he would look down at the scale and kind of wrap it in Petrov's clothes that were laying around, around like, at least some pants or something to, like, tie them up so he has, like, a layer between him and this object.
Right. And why don't you give me an int times 5?
Okay. That's a 10.
Oh, wonderful. So you're concentrating on this scale, like, I need to keep this away. I need to find some way to stop it. But then you remember there was a situation where you did destroy these scales pretty easily.
Yes.
UV.
With some ultraviolet light in the clinic.
Yeah. True. Either a UV flashlight or sunlight. It seems to disintegrate these scales.
Okay, like, which would make sense why it's growing underground where there's no light. Okay, cool. Noted.
Right, so you grab up the thing and you get ready to just run.
I think I'm going to head out to the door and just like I see everybody about to go towards this presumably locked side door and be ready to follow, trying to avoid the flames.
Sounds great. So everyone at this point can give me a con times 5 roll. Dale, I'm going to give you a plus 20 bonus for the mask you made for yourself.
I appreciate that.
Of course.
I had my fireman mask on. Does that...
Yeah, you can add that as well.
14, so Roy passes.
Failure for Omar, 94.
God, Jesus. I crit failed again. That's a 99.
maybe the whiskey's just like going up.
It's like flowing. So high alcohol content that it just erupts in flames on his face.
Right.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
What a crit fail.
Oh, fuck.
I would say you're going to take 6 temporary HP damage. So just track this on the side. Just
Okay.
Because that's a fumble. You're going to roll a d6, Agent Omar, and if that reaches Omar, your current health, you're probably going to pass out.
Omar, you passed, didn't you? You got a 61. Oh, no, that's a fail.
Nope, I failed.
Okay.
Wait, no, I did pass.
Oh, if you pass, then you pass.
No. Wait, no, sorry. No. That's a 61. That's still
you were looking at mine, yeah.
Yep, I was looking at yours.
Yeah, okay, roll a d6, and right. If that goes up to your current health, you're going to pass out.
Okay, guys, this can be bad. I have 4 hit points.
Not great.
Jeez.
So
once you're out of the smoke, you're going to regain all of this.
It'll be fine,
yeah.
Is what Alex is saying.
We're in the shit.
All right, let's see. Come on, one. One!
That's a one! Good draw.
So you just basically take on these lungfuls of this smoke, right? Every single piece of, like, dirtied rug is now, like, going into your lungs through this smoke. Top of the round, O'Leary, you got your shotgun ready. You're going to start
blasting
the door?
I'm blasting through that door.
All right, you... blast that door. No need to roll at all. It's a immobile door. It goes flying off its hinges. And just like on cue, right, the fire alarm starts blaring, claxtons. The fire, it's spreading. And the sprinklers are going off, but they're mostly ineffective in such a cheap motel you're in. So you blast open the door. You hear, roll luck.
Okay. 18.
18. Okay, that room is empty.
Why? I was about to say, it's like...
awkward.
So the door blasts open, and the door lands on the ugly brown rug of an empty motel room. You're out. And you rush in, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Agent Nathan, what are you doing?
I'm behind them. I'm tailing them.
Exit's right there.
Through
all right, sounds good.
Yeah, just tailing them.
Omar, you're also
tailing? As soon as he saw the second floor window, he's like, okay, this is a bad idea. I thought we were lower down. And
are you going to grab anything, or you're just going to leave it to get consumed by the flames?
I told O'Leary I needed him to get the railgun, so I'd probably try and grab that railgun on the way out.
All right, so you snatch it, and then you get out of the room. What about you, Omar? You're it's struggling to breathe. You're just wheezing. You're coughing your lungs out.
I think like I'm
you're naked.
Now, like I've
you
got the. I imagine like on one hand I've got like a sheet halfway pulled over my crotch, and on the other hand I've got a pistol and I'm crawling towards the door, like just like on all fours, just
the most fucked up toga party.
Why are you caring about your dignity at this point? Like,
yeah, you're right. Like, he probably does drop the. He's just okay, the bed sheet naked again, and he's
naked
like,
and afraid.
He's probably singed.
No. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. No. But yeah, this fire, like it's spreading. It's going to consume the room, but you get out. Yeah. Opal, anything you want to grab? You still have lab equipment in this room.
Yeah, I would
and
try
your
to...
hazmat suit. One or the other.
Ooh.
Lab equipment does include the UV light.
So. I would take the lab equipment.
All right, so you scoop that up with both hands, and you just dive into the next room. And with that being said, we're going to get out of combat order as this fire continues to spread. You hear a vehicle just peel outside.
Holy shit, we're blown. We gotta move this operation somewhere else.
Yeah, fucking, like, if...
Anywhere.
If Omar sees that he has my clothes, he'd be like, Pants, we have to go!
Hold on, before we go, we need to get rid of this scale, and then I'll try to UV it right there on the
spot. Yeah, you just disintegrate it. It just goes up like that. Yeah.
Okay, so as O'Leary hears tires squeal, can he, like, open the door of the hotel room and use Old Trusty's scope? Does Old Trusty have a scope?
No, it'd be the you'd be looking out the window of this motel room. You could look out the window.
Well, I'm trying to peep the license plate.
It's very apparent that it's a pest control van.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Nice. All right.
So we didn't track exactly where we found where his base or where the company was, because it went back to the Dorchester, which is a nod to some people if they
the
know
Dorchester other operations. District.
Oh, okay. Not the same Dorchester.
No.
Okay.
No, not the facility.
Okay.
We can visit there after this.
Let's go there now.
I genuinely thought that's what you were
doing. We never left. This game is a simulation of our home game of impossible landscapes. We never left.
Just four guys drooling in a room.
People. So what do? You're hearing sirens in the distance. There's people gathering outside, evacuating the burning building.
We gotta get out of here. Fuck out of here.
We have to bleed in.
Yeah,
like, you know, like with the people who are like evacuating.
So, for experiencing all of that and having a place of safety just firebombed, I'm gonna say that's a sanity roll against violence.
Okay.
0/1d4.
93. That's a failure.
Oh, roll the d4.
1d4.
That's a success.
Six. So I just rolled a 2.
Nice. Is that breaking point?
It is not, but it does get me my third pip.
All right,
violence.
You are adapted to violence. So you are subtract 1d6 from charisma and all your bonds. So this is the part where you might get fucked up because you might lose some bonds.
So here we go. If I roll big here, I could lose the bonds with every one of you.
Oh my god.
Yep. And it's delicious.
D6, let's see. And Alex, like, we're looking at roll 20. These guys can see what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Oh, I trust you.
3. Okay.
Ooh, not that great. Still hurts. That is not great. So
but
I just
not
lost
terrible.
My charisma just went down to
5.
Oh, fucking way.
Wow.
Because Jesus. I had a previous damage from the acid.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're fucking disfigured.
So I don't want to bog it down too much, but how does that affect your bonds if you lose that much?
You subtract the same amount from.
So you could lose them.
Okay, so I also rolled an 8 on the initial roll, but do we then, if we succeed, do we still take sanity damage?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
You're a nice cold motherfucker. All right. So how are you evacuating the area? You've still got the stolen vehicle.
So how the fuck did he track us here?
I'm in full gear.
Yeah.
So guys, let's go. Lead the way. So he's gonna like burst open with his fire axe, and he's got his helmet on. He's like, all right, make way. We need to get through. We need to get through here. Try and make space.
Right.
Why is he getting away from the fire?
No, we need to go. I'm getting back up. Shut up. You don't ask questions. I'm the fireman.
He's from Fahrenheit 951.
Okay, if you just want to go and have the least amount of people see all of you just leave this scene of the crime, I would say that's either a stealth or a drive. Either or. Just one person roll.
I guess. Is there any way we still have eyes on the extermination van that peeled out?
You are not in a vehicle. So at this point, it's driven off.
Who's got the best drive? Someone
I've got a drive.
Sean just rolled something.
Yeah, I'm leading
If you
away.
Get a crit on the drive, you'll know where it's going.
That's an 11.
He rolled an 11.
Oh, my God! Wow. Okay.
Okay.
So all right, maybe Agent you Nathan. Just start shoving people out of the way, and you hop into your stolen vehicle. Everyone hops in. Are you going to follow him?
Yeah, we have to. We're all going right, after him. We cannot be hunted a second longer.
Nails out. Nails out for blood.
I mean,
you can see the vehicle. It's parked in front of that
I mean,
subway
Opal,
station again.
Even being the most rash or not violence prone, he's like, this is a loose hair. We got to get this guy or he'll
How
do
are we going in?
How populated is the parking lot at this point? What time is it even?
It's like 3 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, so probably sparse.
I would say there's a few cars who are parked overnight.
Okay.
We have to go. We have to end this. This is
okay.
Where he is. Did you?
If he's on
you have the light.
Petrov, you're fucked up as fuck.
I'll cover the rear.
O'Leary. O'Leary.
I ain't nothing safe down there, but.
I need you to take care of that car.
O'Leary, he's a strong man. He can handle himself. We need you on that Gus. Take him out.
If we need to get that car, we are not getting hunted again, my friends.
You can
fool
blow up
me
his
once.
Car, sure.
That's what I'm saying. Aim for
or at
the
least
tires.
Slash his tires.
Yeah.
Or something real
Use
quick.
The Gauss and shoot this fucking tires up.
Here's a fun trick my uncle taught me. And he lights a rag and puts it in the gas tank.
Great.
We're driving after a car.
No, we're there.
Right?
No, you've
there.
Made
we're
it.
There. We're there. Yeah.
Like, oh, we made it to his
because of that
car.
Crit.
Cut yeah, he's back at the subway.
Yeah.
Oh.
See,
I thought we were doing a chase scene. Okay.
No, okay,
no, we're there.
No, I just gave it to you because you got
okay.
the crit.
So but he's out of his car and we found his car. Okay.
I do think it is smart to blow up his van.
Yep.
Which is what I was trying to do.
Stunt.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, rag soaked in gasoline, ignite it.
Yeah, the car, would that blow up the van? Yeah, probably.
It would set it on fire. It wouldn't blow up. It would.
Yeah, I would say the van is caught alight. It starts to burn. This might attract some attention.
Oh, yeah.
We're going in, though,
just a
so nobody
van
sees us.
Well, okay. Now that I know this, what's actually going on.
Okay.
Opal will suggest, what if we just get our friendly on the line? She's an engineer for the city. We collapse this whole bitch down. We don't even have to go in. We have to annihilate this whole area.
How much time will that take, Roy?
I mean, less time than going in there and plucking every scale out from the
Guys,
floor.
Listen. Slash the tires for now. Do not set fire. We go in. We take this
I mean,
spot.
It seems like
it's
Dale's already
on fire.
This thing on fire.
It's like Petrov. Like, bad
ship
news, buddy.
Petrov.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Listen, I respect the hell out of you, but
we have to get in here. We have to kill this man. He is the vector that these things are spreading for right now. We have to go in. We have to get rid of him.
There's no time.
I don't nobody blow up my hotel room without getting a proper ass kicking.
Then lead the way, O'Leary.
All right. Yeah, and I'll just like rack his shotgun. And
right. I think what's badass is when you were taking inventory of your materials and your firearms and your ammo, it turns out that Sticky, your arms dealer, has given you dragon's breath rounds.
Ooh.
So it's a shootout flaming magnesium tipped pellets.
Alex,
mm-hmm.
I like you. I don't trust you.
Trust me. I'm rooting for you.
Good God.
So you've dragon's breath rounds.
You've gotten incendiary
ammo. Put him down.
Right. And, yeah, I want you to use these dragon's breath rounds.
And Ted's right. got the modified railgun at this point after he took it from the
Fuck yeah.
the room.
Okay. It's only Royal. One guy.
Roy will begrudgingly follow them, even though he thinks he should just collapse the whole thing. So he'll pull out his Geiger counter and try to use that as a a compass towards this.
Right. Roy, let me teach you something evil. Real quick.
So you've got your Geiger counter in one hand, your UV light.
Yes. I was going to be like,
you oh, the UV Kimba. Light. I could just destroy all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's
there.
What we're
okay. Yeah.
Wait. The... Oh, what shit? That no, I never saw the mural. Never mind.
Well, down you we could go. Be told of the... You can share information. That's fine.
All right. This mural you told me about, we need to go in there and see if the light affects it or something. Like, we need to there's go from inside out. He can't be behind us.
There's a crackhead in there.
Okay.
And?
I just thought you should know that.
Okay, noted.
It's a tragedy. Right. We don't have time to deal with it right now.
Sort of a pandemic that ain't our purview to fix. The right. National
Delta Green crisis. Cannot fix this.
Not even Delta Green can deal with the fentanyl crisis.
All right, so you rush into this abandoned subway, a subway that is so much filled with grime and cobwebs and rat shit. You can see there's a new set of footprints. They're just sprinting towards that crawl space. It's that those boots.
Well, we'll go past...
Yeah, Dell's second point. Opal is lead the charge.
We're gonna go past that room with the dragon yeah. thing anyway.
All right,
so.
we'll just
pop in real quick. Yeah.
Yes, and the mural is there.
Does when Petrov sees the mural, is anything? He had a bit of an interesting interaction. Does the mural summon anything from within him? Any feelings besides
just makes
being small?
You feel gross.
Okay.
Yeah, and it just looks malevolent.
Well, we'll just do, like, assuming that just UV just burns
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, it turns
He'll
out
just, like,
it's just spray paint.
Okay.
It just not looks made of anything special. Hell of a cool. What are we doing here? This is the wrong way.
Does the fentanyl guy, does he tick?
No, he's currently in the corner of the room, kind of staring at the into the corner, kind of like Blair Witch.
Okay, well, he can stay there.
Just light him
just
up.
Just leave him alone.
Yeah, so Petrov's hole is taking the rear, bringing the rear up.
And you know what's crazy? Leaving. I think we're going to let that crit fail ride on that POW check earlier. O'Leary, you're looking at that person in the corner. They got the face of your dead... your ex-wife, not your...
God damn it.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so...
And you know what? Everyone's got the face of your ex-wife.
All right.
It's uh-oh. Weird because the voices, though, they don't match. They're just...
Maybe...
You're losing it, man. Give me a second.
Maybe Dale clocks the guy in the corner first, and he's just like, Marla, what the fuck are you doing down here?
And
he racks a shotgun.
O'Leary just, like talking to the man in the corner.
You know this guy?
Dale!
Her name's Marla.
Dale,
she's my ex-wife.
Dale,
we got a daughter.
Dale, it's okay.
She needs to die.
Dale, relax. And
he's monologuing.
Can Ted try and like get him? Can Ted try and like persuade him?
I would say that this is an insanity to roll against helplessness because you have someone who's obviously mentally not well and he's got a gun. So it's just gonna be 0/1. O'Leary, I'd like you to make a sanity roll.
Yeah.
Or against the unnatural.
Okay.
Because everyone's looking like your ex-wife now.
All right, 48.
48?
Under... Wow. 48 at 48.
All right, you succeed. So, 0.
Oh, okay. Huh.
I passed the sanity.
Yeah, so, my sanity points are currently at 48, and I rolled a 48.
Oh, lucky you. The sand loss for the, seeing your partner becoming an absolute sociopathic killer, that's a 0/1.
Oh, yeah. Petrov passed.
Oh, yep, I'm passed. Rolling a sandy.
No, failed.
Everybody's
he
rolling
a sandy. He
failed
and took one.
Oh, I fucking rolled a 100.
Oh, it's just one.
It's still one. It's still one.
Can Ted try and, like, stop him from a body's from what he's about to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, you can put your how.
By
gonna, like,
persuading, like,
him,
go
putting
and...
your hand on his shoulder?
No, I think, like, he realizes he's unstable, but he's gonna try and get through to him. I don't know, like, persuade him, like, it's not
scary.
Real. It's not real, Dale. Dale!
How do you
back.
React to that, O'Leary?
He says, shut up, Gwen! And he back slaps him across the face.
Oh! Okay,
hold on,
okay.
I told you this dude was a piece of shit.
He's a bad guy.
You can give me a dodge.
Yeah. I think I'll try and dodge that. He fails to dodge that.
Okay, when... then you'll take a d4 minus 1 damage.
Damn. This is Gar, by the way.
What? That's,
holy fuck. I'm taking sanity damage.
He rolled a 1.
He rolled a 1.
All right, so, 1 minimum.
A 1 minimum, okay.
Opal will be like, hold on there, Dale. I mean, this guy's been down here for 2 days. If he owes you money, he'll be here when you come back up.
Wow, Marla really sounds like Agent Opal.
Petrov Omar is going to be, he's like,
O'Leary, you can't do this right now. We need you. O'Leary, listen to me. It's Petrov.
You know that something's fucking with your head, O'Leary. You just get this pulsing headache. Something's not right.
So I gotta ask you, how far into this fiction is O'Leary? Does he literally think he's with Marla and Gwen right now?
That's up to you. Like...
Okay.
Yep, I'm giving you control.
I think maybe after he smacks Agent Nathan, and he says, shut up, Gwen, and smacks Agent Nathan, he sort of freezes and goes cold and starts shaking. He's like, God damn it, I'm sorry. It's this fucking place. Got my head all twisted.
Ted's gonna be pissed off. He's like, I fucking owe you one. Dale, you get that cheap shot. I owe you.
Later.
Get your shit in the game.
Ocel is falling apart. Agent Nathan, you walked into a shit show.
Yeah, you
You know what? Incel is a million times better than
O'Cell. Right. Fuck. We gotta keep going. We gotta get out of this fucking room.
The hole. We need to go to the hole. Opal.
Through that damned crawl space.
Opal, use the light.
Oh, that hole. Okay. And then he shows the light down the...
All right, you shine the UV light into the crawl space, and it starts you can see the embers kind of start forming as the scales disintegrate.
Oh, they're all crusted in the whole okay.
Oh god.
Hold on, there's tons of them in here, and he'll just follow behind as he sees them sort of disintegrate.
And I guess we're gonna. Petrov is pulling up the tail wherever we're going.
Do you have pants on yet, Petrov?
Yes.
Okay. I think this is where I'm gonna take a page out of the Alien RPG book.
Oh yeah. Hmm.
You have 4d6 to roll, Agent Opal. Every single time you roll a 6, you lose that 6.
Oh,
you lose
that battery. D6.
Okay.
So that's the battery for your UV light.
Interesting.
Once you run out of D6s,
we're done.
You're fucked.
That's so cool.
Wait, so, okay, how does that work
again? Roll 4d6. Every 6 you get, you remove that die.
4d6?
Yep, and you keep rolling until you run out of dice.
Okay. That's a 5, 4, 6.
Oh, get rid of that die. Okay. So now you have 3d6 for the rest of that that battery life.
That's how much battery you have left. That's a cool mechanic.
I know.
That is.
Like Alien, like the...
Yeah, that's from the Alien tabletop RPG.
Yeah.
All
right. I guess it makes sense.
Is that the only light we have?
Because that's an iconic scene where you're like... Where
that is
the
only light you have unless you can get creative.
I think he said, doesn't the shotgun have a light on it? Didn't it have a light on it before?
Sure, we can make sure we can have that happen. There's even a battery because in that flashlight.
So, all right.
Okay.
Into the hellhole.
And you Opal. Are going to go through the crawl space. Who's first?
Yes, Opal.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I thought it was a flashlight. The guy you're counting.
Yeah, because I'm burning away the scales as we proceed down the hole.
Okay, I see. Is there any possible way we can cover?
I mean, we just crawl behind him?
Someone would have to crawl in front. Maybe he'd try and flashlight over the shoulder.
Okay, we should have a talk.
Yeah, what's the marching order?
Look, we have to go in. O'Leary, you go in first. Opal covers you with delight. Nathan, you behind. Me in the back. Do not fuck me here, people.
You're pretty fucked already, Petrov.
It's kind of hard to be more fucked than you already are. Gotta be honest, Petrov. You had a rough day.
And just like, I imagine like Petrov like standing outside. Toll is like shaking. Like the idea of going back in here, like he is not. It's not even like a psychological thing. It's like his body is like, nope.
It's been through
physiological
a lot.
Terror.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, all right. Okay. I mean, this guy did just beat the shit out of Ted, but.
Roy, you don't need to go first. I'll take point on this one. You just use that scientific light you got there and burn the magic away. I don't
question
quite know.
Mark.
So it's O'Leary, it's Opal, it's then it's Nathan, and then it's Omar?
Yeah,
sure.
All right. Hands and knees, or are you going to do a squat walk?
Squawk.
I'm going to say a squat walk.
All right, so you got
that's
your
what they do
Spaz
in Alien.
12. You got your fucking incendiary rounds loaded in. You're
it's just like track. Alien now. Are we playing Alien, like Alex? That.
Wait a second.
And then the Xenomorph words. Comes down.
Yeah, I was like, we better not see a Xenomorph.
You cross
like,
this
keep
threshold.
This handy.
And you're back. Welcome back. It's almost like you've come home.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome
to
back.
The hellhole.
Things are. Some things are familiar. Some things are quite different. It's almost like the layout's changed. But you still have that oppressive malevolence that is just pushing down on your shoulders. You can see that there are so many pathways to go.
That's what I picture this in my head is like an M.C. Escher sketch, but like right. in the flavor of like Alex's background.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And as you get through this threshold, get through the crawl space, and you're able to stand directly up. Meanwhile, Opal's burning away the lights, right? You can see that there is just this hallway, this long hallway, except that every 5 feet, there's like a door frame without a door.
Okay.
And it goes on for like 50 feet.
Is this whole place just like scattered with pustules of these like scales? Or is there like a cluster somewhere that seems
it's
like a
source? Mostly, just the horrifying thought is something big is crawling through the hallways of the hellhole and just
leaving these.
Leaving scales.
Oh, God.
But the doors aren't like.
There's no doors.
Shaped.
It's just the door frames. Yeah.
The
it's
door
just
frames.
All concrete.
They're just square openings and concrete.
Yep.
Square
I mean,
openings.
It's like someone's idea of what a door should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's some backroom
shit.
I mean,
we've been
man,
here before,
time.
Fellas. Yeah. Maybe we can find out where they kept Petrov.
This looks nothing like what we had before.
I know, but we gotta find it. What should I roll? What is this? A search?
Can we?
Are you going to try and navigate your way back into the heart of the hellhole?
I mean, that's presumably where we're going,
right?
Into
that great hall? Yeah. You can give me a navigate, whoever's first or leading.
Following you.
Okay, let me see.
Or can I?
I don't
actually
have any
navigate. Maybe push it a little bit and say I want to look for footsteps of the exterminator.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay. And that would still be navigate?
Oh, or search.
Okay.
I'll buy a search.
Okay.
Ooh.
25 under 80.
Okay.
Nice.
Great. So you managed not to get too lost. And this is the point where you follow these footsteps, right? And there's these side rooms. And you're seeing people. Sorry, you're not seeing anyone. You're hearing low moans of people who you think, and your mind instantly goes to the people who are trapped down here.
Mm.
Like, you go into a room and there is just a manhole cover in the ground, in the middle of the room. This room's maybe 10 by 10 feet. There's just a single manhole cover. Beyond that manhole cover, you hear just someone languishing in pain.
Oof. Jiminy crickets, is there more folks down here?
Roy,
who's there?
Roy, we gotta come back for him. Roy.
Please. Please come back. Don't leave.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, we can't.
Give me a sand roll.
Oh.
Against helplessness.
Jeez.
Oh, no, don't fucking leave me, please.
We have to go. Ted passes. We gotta go.
65 under 67.
Say the mission. We gotta get to the heart.
All right, pass the sand roll.
Okay. It's just zero.
Success.
Success, it's, zero.
There's a hand on your shoulder, and it's Petrov, and he's like,
they're already dead.
And here's the horrible thing, right? You hear that one voice yell out, and it, like a domino effect, it's like a chorus.
Oh, God.
It's like just prisoners like echoing
everybody.
Down.
Yeah.
It was fucked up.
That's cool.
There's like a cinematic scene where it's like the four standing in the hallway, like looking down as we just hear screams go up.
Yeah. Like
some bloodborne shit.
Don't leave me. And I think that's a pretty great place to end this episode.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
Great job, Alex.
Well done.
Talk about atmospheric. Yep. Ooh.
Jesus.
Okay.
Now I feel like I'm in hell.
Oh, good. Oh, we found hell, guys.
Yeah.
It was, you know what it really was? It was the tortured prisoners we found a long way.
A long way.
That's what it really was.